Al Bayan Radio presents The Perfect Example, a concise explanation of the depiction of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, presented by Waleed Mulhim.
Bismillah walhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. All praise and thanks is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I bear witness and testify there is no deity worthy of worship except He, Azza wa Jal, and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last messenger brought to mankind. Alhamdulillah, in this lesson, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we will begin chapter 44, Babu ma ja'a fi qira'ati rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the reports pertaining to the Quranic recitation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, the last few lessons we've been speaking about the worship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This chapter is still connected to the worship of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam because the recitation of the Quran is of the most best dhikr that can be mentioned on the tongue. It is an act of worship. Because we mentioned worship is that which Allah loves and is pleased with from outwardly and inwardly actions. Recitation of the Quran is loved by Allah. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابَ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. And those who have been given the kitab, been given the book, and they recite with perfect recitation or good recitation, they give the recitation its right. And indeed these people believe in this. أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. And they believe in this. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has attributed the one who recites the Qur'an a believer, because the one who recites the Qur'an really wants to know what's in the Qur'an and wants to be led by the Qur'an. And we know there are many ahadith in the sunnah that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, saying that reciting the Qur'an gives you not only one hasana for each word, but indeed every harf. Alif is 10 hasanat. Mim, lam is 10 hasanat, and mim is 10 hasanat. So not you get one hasana for each letter, but indeed you get 10. You get 10. And it is told for the one Yawm al-Qiyamah who was reciting in the dunya, read the way you used to recite in the dunya, for indeed the place in Jannah or your height, your level will be where you stop in the last ayah that has been recited. So all these ahadith and the ayah that I mentioned, it only informs us that in the Sharia, of course, the recitation of the Quran is a high act of worship, and it is one of the best things that can be said on the tongue, if not the best thing, because it is the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how did the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recite the Quran? Firstly, Ibn al-Qayyim mentions, saying that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite the Quran while standing. So standing, you can recite the Quran. Sitting and laying down, it's fine to lay down and read the Quran. We know that Aisha radiallahu anha narrates a hadith that when she was menstruating, that the Prophet ﷺ laid on her thigh while she was menstruating, or she was in a menstruating state, meaning major impurity, and he used to recite the Quran. So he was laying down, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was also close to his wife that was in this state. This shows you in this hadith that you can come close to your wife even though she is in this state. It is not her body that is impure, but indeed she's in a state of physical impurity, and that is due to the blood that comes out of the private part of the woman. Now, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also used to recite with ablution, with wudu and without ablution. Now, the only thing that used to prevent the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam from reciting was major impurity when he was in junub. Now, the first hadith that we'll mention in this chapter that will speak about the recitation of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, an Ya'la ibn Mamlak, أنه سأل أم سلمة عن قراءة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فإذا هي تنعت قراءة مفسرة حرفا حرفا. وهذا الحديث في أبي داود وسنن الترمذي. هي يعلى ابن مملك asked أم سلمة, how was the recitation of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. Now she described his recitation to be clear, to be very clear and slow, and reciting letter by letter. The next hadith, عن قتادة قال قلت لأنس بن مالك كيف كانت قراءة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فقال مدا أو قال مدا. And this is in صحيح البخاري. قتادة is narrating that he asked أنس بن مالك رضي الله عنه, how was the recitation of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم. He replied, he prolonged the recitation of the Quran. And it is said that prolonging is the أحرف المدود. You know, you got the ألف and the واو and the ياء. So when you say إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إهدنا الصراط المستقيم, these stretches, it is said the ya, the waw, and the alif stretches. This is what the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to prolong. Now in this next hadith, عن أم سلمة قالت كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقطع قراءته يقول الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم يقف ثم يقول الرحمن الرحيم ثم يقف وكان يقرأ ملك يوم الدين. And this is narrated in Sunan al-Tirmidhi. Now Umm Salama informs us that the recitation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was ayah for ayah. He would recite the ayah and pause. He would recite the next ayah and pause. And he would recite the next ayah and pause. And he used to recite Maliki Yawm al-Din. You know, our time now, Hafsan al-Asim is Maliki Yawm al-Din. You got Qalun and you have Warsh that say Maliki Yawm al-Din. These are the different dialects and different recitations that had been sent down to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Ibn Abbas informs us, what's the beauty about actually taking time and reciting? He said, I prefer to recite Surah Al-Baqarah and Ali Imran slowly and contemplate them than reciting the whole Quran hastily. Now this is a very, very important thing we mention. You see, the month of Ramadan has come. Some masajid hasten to want to complete the Quran. So then you enter into this masjid thinking, Alhamdulillah, today we'll listen to the Quran, contemplate the Quran, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Do they not ponder upon the Quran, or upon their hearts is their locks? So you want to go to the masjid and ponder on the Quran, you enter into the salah, and then you hear the imam almost racing in his recitation, so much so that you're unable to contemplate or understand that which he's reciting. Now there are many, many deficiencies in this recitation. He is possibly making so many mistakes and also changing the meaning. And the Quran is only sent to us as a guidance. And how do you be guided? Through the understanding and contemplating upon these ayat. So Ibn Abbas informs us that which is preferable to him. And we understand through some of these ahadith that have just been mentioned now that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam recited this way for him to understand and contemplate, for him to ponder upon the ayat. So that's why it is more better that you recite one or two or three ayat slowly pondering than reciting a whole page or pages and not thinking and running through these verses. The Quran is something different, my brothers and sisters in Islam. It is the word of Allah. Each and every harf, every letter has a meaning to it. It's placed for a specific reason and has great, great weight. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the Quran was to be descended, sent down upon a mountain, it will crumble and crush due to the humbleness and fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described this Quran being sent upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, قَوْلًا ثَقِيلًا, a very, very heavy word. So my brothers and sisters in Islam, take this advice firstly. Of course, understand the way the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite and what was more beloved to him and of course his companions was to recite slowly, pondering upon the ayat rather than being hasty and reciting the verses. عن أم هانئ قالت كنت أسمع قراءة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بالليل وأنا على عريشي. وهذا الحديث في سنن ابن ماجة. أم هانئ narrated that I heard the Prophet Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم reciting the Quran at night whilst I was upon my bed. This indicates the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite at the night time. And here it is mentioned that actually this recitation that she heard was actually when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Mecca, when he used to offer his prayers next to the Kaaba. And this was before the Hijrah, the migration. عن قتادة قال ما بعث الله نبيا إلا حسن الوجه وحسن الصوت وكان نبيكم صلى الله عليه وسلم حسن الوجه وحسن الصوت وكان لا يرجع. Qatada said, radiyallahu anhu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed every prophet that he had sent with a beautiful face and beautiful voice. Your prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a beautiful face and a beautiful voice and did not recite with tarji'ah. And did not recite with tarji'ah. Now it is mentioned tarji'ah, it refers to the recitation when he was not riding since the instance of tarji'ah happened while he was riding. Qatada radiyallahu anhu said that Allah blessed every prophet that he has sent with a beautiful face and a beautiful voice. And then he said, your Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a beautiful face and a beautiful voice, and he did not recite with tarji'ah. Now, it is known that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a very, very beautiful, handsome man. It is mentioned that Yusuf alayhi salam has half the beauty given to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And in this hadith, and this is what we want to speak about, that the Prophet ﷺ had a beautiful voice. He had a very beautiful voice, and this is why it's highly encouraged that when you recite with a nice tone. You recite with a nice tone, of course, not so much so where you make mistakes in the tajweed, and you prolong, and you stretch that which you wish for your voice to maybe sound much better. No, it's being in a, it's reciting with a nice voice in accordance to the tajweed rules. So this is very important. So this is why you should recite, of course, upon the knowledgeable people of the Quran, the people of the Quran, so they may teach you exactly how to recite. Now, عن عكرمة عن ابن عباس رضي الله عنهما قال كانت قراءة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ربما يسمعها من في الحجرة وهو في البيت. And this is in Sunan Ibn Dawood. Abdullah Ibn Abbas narrating that the recitation of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was maybe heard from his home, and those people in the courtyard will be able to hear him. So the Prophet ﷺ would recite in a way, not hiding his recitation, but it was also mentioned in other narrations that not so much so he's affecting his neighbors also. So it's not for example, now we can take from this, not for that person who wishes to play the Quran very loudly, so much so that he's living, for example, in an apartment building or very close to people next to him, and he affects them. Or he, how could I say, it is more of an annoyance for them. Not saying the Quran itself, but you have to take into consideration those people around you. People aren't always listening to this. People are possibly doing work. People are doing their daily work. Inshallah, I'll end off with some etiquettes of reciting the Quran, or what things to do. Of course, upon ablution, firstly, making sure you're upon purity. So alhamdulillah, this will affect the way you will recite. Placing perfume upon you, using the siwak, focusing, contemplating upon the ayat, making sure you're tranquil, reciting in a place where it is quiet for you to understand and ponder on these verses. Some people use their time to recite the Quran maybe in a busy time. They're at home, their kids are running around and they decide to read. Or maybe on their work break, which is excellent, but they have much noise around them. So they're just reading, alhamdulillah, they're doing this beautiful act of worship. But it is very difficult at this time, at this place and time, to actually ponder and feel the recitation of the Quran. So this is the chapter of the recitation of the Quran. The Prophet ﷺ used to recite slowly. He used to recite the word and then he'll pause. And this is in between the ayat. So he'll pause in between the ayat and not join all the ayat, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he used to recite standing, sitting, laying, and he would recite with ablution and not with ablution. But the only time he was prevented was when he was in a major state, which is junub. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to recite in a loud voice, beautiful voice, as was mentioned that he was given a beautiful voice by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وجزاكم الله خيرا سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
This program was presented by Al Bayan Radio, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.